This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India reported a record rise in COVID-19 infections Monday, becoming the second country after the United States to post more than 100,000 new cases in a single day. Large crowds of people were seen at a hospital in various locations. Others in one city stopped by a mobile COVID-19 test site to get swabbed there. India's richest state and home to its commercial capital, Mumbai, and numerous industries reported a record 57,074 new cases overnight. The country's daily infections have risen about 12-fold since hitting a multi-month low in early February when authorities eased most restrictions and people largely stopped wearing masks and following social distancing guidelines. The CDC in the United States says younger adults are driving the latest COVID-19 boost. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says cases have been steadily rising nationwide the past 4 weeks.
We are seeing this occur predominantly in younger adults.
Noting spikes in those 18 to 24, she's citing the spread of virus variants, but also a rise in youth sports and other extracurricular activities. At the same time, Walensky says there's good news as more Americans get vaccinated. The oldest are better protected. She says more than half of all people 65 and older are now fully vaccinated.
What we're seeing is both a decrease in emergency department visits as well as hospitalizations associated with that demographic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says it will not participate in the Tokyo Olympics because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is VOA News. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been moved to a sick ward after complaining of a cough and temperature. Earlier Monday, Navalny said in an Instagram post that a third prisoner in his quarters had been sent to the hospital with suspected tuberculosis. In the post, Navalny said prison doctors had officially diagnosed him with a severe cough and slight fever. The 44-year-old, who was President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, is currently in prison about 100 kilometers from Moscow in what is known as one of the toughest penitentiaries in Russia. Tuberculosis is a potentially serious contagious disease that mainly affects the lungs. It's mainly spread through coughing and sneezing. Russian police arrested him in January upon his return from Germany on charges of violating his parole. The anti-corruption fighter had been recuperating in Berlin for several months after being poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent. The Minneapolis police chief who fired former officer Derek Chauvin in the United States testified that the officer breached the department's policies and values in pressing his knee on George Floyd's neck. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Chief Maderia Arredondo, on day 6 of the trial, says on Court TV,
"Sanctity of life is absolutely vital, that is the pillar for our use of force."
He says in no way, shape, or form was Derek Chauvin continuing to kneel on George Floyd's neck once Floyd was handcuffed and lying prone on his stomach, exhibiting departmental policy or training or ethics or values.
Is the person a threat to the officers or others? What is the severity of the crime?
Earlier, the doctor who pronounced Floyd dead testified he theorized Floyd's heart most likely stopped because of a lack of oxygen. The defense maintains illegal drug use and underlying health conditions are what caused the death. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein Monday asked a New York State appeals court to throw out his conviction for sexual assault and rape and grant a new trial, saying the trial judge made several errors and denied him an impartial jury. The 69-year-old was sentenced in March 2020 by Justice James Burke of Manhattan Criminal Court to 23 years in prison for assaulting a former production assistant and raping a former aspiring actress. This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.